find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Sometimes when you're hurting, life is no more great. You can almost hear them laughing with that smirk upon their face. You can almost hear those hollow words, they reverberate, and it breaks down the walls round your soul. It's alright, girl, let it go. I know that they say the cost of love is high. You can afford to make it, but don't break it before you buy. A wrong man brings you trouble, the right one makes you cry. And it breaks down the walls round your soul. It's alright, girl, let it go. Once you see through all their lies, fake friends with flimsy alibis. Why, I don't know.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. Just say the word. That is Gabe Stillman on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Awesome song and great artist. And he rocked at Woodfest Rocker.
Jimmy, he did. He was over on the Heritage stage. Ended the whole festival Sunday night at Atwood Fest.
What a way to go, huh?
Yeah, closed it out. That was amazing. Tonight, Gabe Stillman is finishing the end of a four-week Midwest tour right here in the Mad City at the Red Rooster. The Pennsylvania-based blues guitarist and songwriter recently played the Prairie Dog Blues Fest, Atwood Fest, and will get a few days rest. And I might add, Big Bull Falls Fest up in Wausau.
Yeah.
And he'll get a few days rest before hopping on a plane to Denmark to embark on a European tour. On the phone with us, live from the Red Rooster on Madison's East Side, is Gabe Stillman. Gabe, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
It's a pleasure to be on the air with you, Jimmy, and Rocker. Pleasure to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
With all that going on, I'm just happy you made time for us.
Holy cow, no kidding. Hi, Gabe. I'm Terry. I join the show every now and then. And got to see you at Atwood Fest and listen to your amazing music. Thank you for doing it for us. Wow, it's good stuff.
Well, it was a pleasure to make our debut in Madison at the Atwood Festival, and it feels so good to be back here tonight.
Nice. Okay, so for people who may be unfamiliar with you, who are you? Tell us about you and kind of how you got to be where you are.
Well, I come from the small hamlet of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Mm. Listeners might be familiar with it. If you turn on ESPN right now, you'll see that the Little League World Series is going on.
And
that's played every year in my hometown. So that's sort of what what kind of is significant about where I come from. But other than that, we are a very unique pocket of culture in North Central PA. There's a flourishing live music scene and a very, very cool, hip, arts scene going on.
Nice.
And, I was exposed to all kinds of music from a very early age, and I had a lot of great guitar teachers, growing up, who really showed me, where the players who I loved when I first started playing guitar, which, you know, when I started, I wanted to sound like Angus Young and,
wow.
I was listening to Metallica mm-hmm. and Led Zeppelin and all of this rock music. Right. And, anybody who's ever picked up a guitar knows that you're not going to be able to play that stuff at first. But my teachers were really cool, man. And they understood that music all comes from the blues, and blues is the gateway into playing that, style of faster, mm-hmm. energized, hard rock. And, once I was exposed to the blues and I found out that I could play three notes on the guitar and make that sound like music, and I didn't need to play a million notes really fast, well, I was just hooked on the blues from there. And, that's sort of the beginning of me becoming a musician. And, I was gigging pretty much every weekend all throughout middle school and high school, and getting to perform for people. And the bug just bit me really hard.
That's good. We're glad.
After I graduated high school, I got to study at Berklee College of Music, which was life-changing for me. Mm-hmm. And then once I got my degree from there, I moved back home and started my band. And, it's just been kind of this whirlwind 8-year journey ever since then of becoming a songwriter and, getting to finally tour outside of my hometown and branch out into new areas. And I love traveling. I love making new connections and new friends and meeting new people and just turning people on to this thing that I'm doing.
Oh, that's great.
Now, speaking of touring and meeting new people, you were just touring all around Wisconsin. Like we said, Prairie Dog Blues Fest out in Sauk Prairie, Atwood Fest here in Madison, Big Bull Falls Festival in Wausau. And now you're over at the Red Rooster. Tell us about touring through Wisconsin and meeting people. And you must have seen a lot of different Wisconsin culture.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin is one of the places that I have to say, and I don't mean any offense by this to you guys or to anybody listening. It surprised me just how hip places like Madison and Prairie du Chien, and just how much live music there is here, how much unique live music culture is here, and just how committed people are to giving back to the artists and showing up and showing their love for the music. It's just been a really, really wonderful thing.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Interface with the great people of this state. So
I think he's going to be invited back. Those were some really nice comments.
I sort of go into every situation at any gig. I've had some really great mentors who taught me very early on that, you play every single show like it's the last time you're ever going to get to play, no matter if you're playing for 5 people or 5,000 people. And, that's the philosophy I carry with me. And it's just something I don't go into any musical situation or any performance or any gig with any kind of ego or attitude like, where am I? I'm in some town somewhere. No, I mean every chance that I get to play music for people is really special to me.
Oh, that's great.
And it's it just means so much to get that energy back and the people of Wisconsin have done that in spades all throughout this tour.
And now you're headed to Denmark to kick off a Euro tour. Tell us about heading to Europe to play American blues.
Yeah, so, you know, this festival that we're on, we're really only flying to Denmark to play this one show and then coming home. I went to Europe one time when I was in high school, not in a musician capacity, but in an educational capacity. And I'm really excited to go over there, you know, as a musician and see what it's all about. This festival that we're playing, the Hovedgaard Blues Festival, I believe I'm saying that right. I apologize if there's any Danish people out there who would disagree with my pronunciation. But we're the only American band on the festival, which is exciting. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to dipping my toes in that water and hopefully, you know, get to go back many, many times throughout my career and, you know, do longer tours and get to see the world.
Nice.
So
I want to ask you, the latest album that you have out is Just Say the Word, and you've got 13 original songs nominated for a Blues Music Award, which I would say yes.
A great album, too.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Best Emerging Artist Album. Wow. Okay, tell us all about this album, and where can we get a listen to it?
So we recorded, so the pandemic gave me time to really kind of do some reflecting and write some more songs and put a whole album together, which is something I hadn't done before. We recorded it in Austin, Texas, with a wonderful engineer named Stuart Sullivan at Wire Studios, and had the great privilege and honor of working with Anson Funderburg, who is just one of my favorite guitar players of all time, as the producer of the record. As you said, Terry, it's got 13 originals on it and two covers.
Wow.
So it's 15 songs in total, and you can find it on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And you can also purchase a physical copy on my website, and I'll mail you the CD. Shipping is free.
I bet you got copies.
Gabe,
I bet you have copies of the CD with you tonight, too, at the Red Rooster, right?
I do. If you want to come down and get
nice.
One from me yourself, you can come on down to the Red Rooster. We're here until 11 o'clock.
Excellent. And give us your website, because I know you started to say, in case people want to go on there and check out, you know, more information about you or listen to it.
It's just GabeStillman.com.
Perfect.
And you can go on there. And if you order a CD from there, I do my best to personalize each one and sign them and all of that stuff. So.
You are too cool. I love this.
Gabe, you are the man. It was a pleasure to meet you a few weeks ago at Atwood Fest, and I hope you have a great show tonight at the Red Rooster, brother.
Oh, thank you so much, Jimmy, Terry, Rocker. It's wonderful to talk to you guys.
Oh, you too.
Thank you again for having me on the air. And, you know, hey to all the music fans of Madison out there. Hope to see you. If not tonight, another time very soon.
Oh, you're great.
Thanks, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe. Mm-hmm. Have a great show tonight. Let's hear one more track from Gabe Stillman.
Yes,
this is
please.
No Time for Me. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Talking about my baby, she love that it drive me crazy. All them fights that I don't see, she ain't got no time for me. Everybody tries to make my baby, she's so fine and she's so crazy. Cats are on their knees, and she ain't got no time for me. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman been the thorn in the side of man. quit, you win. I don't care where you go with Slim. Takes your money, lives for free, and you ain't got no time for me. He's on the block, seems my key don't fit her lock. And I ain't blind, it's plain to see, she ain't got no time for me. Oh yeah, ever since the world began, well, a hard-headed woman been born in the sight of man. Oh yeah, ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman been the thorn.
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Wrap my arm around your waist, give your lips a taste. How are you? Where have you been? Searching everywhere for a love affair defeated time and time again. Something's always been amiss. Must be more than this entrapment. Every now and then, keeping toes and fingers crossed, perks outweigh the cost. Persistence, hopeful to the end. But much to my surprise, when I kiss my tries goodbyes, I looked up from my life and you were right before my eyes. Would you be my one and only, the one that I've been dreaming of? Hysteric, oh, what have you done? This is something in your smile, steals my breath, oh, I'm bewildered. You might be the one. Well, it's never been so right, could be so black and white. I asked for love and look there, you were right there in my sight. Would you be my one and only? Dreaming of
Cooper and the Nobody Famous. My one and only Max Inc. Radio. That's from 2019. Thanks to Gabe Stillman for coming on tonight. Really appreciate that. Go see him at the Red Rooster. Jason Vargas and the Apollo is coming up next hour. Right now, Jake O. It's Madtown Boogie.
Take my money. Front page looks kind of funny. Cool check, dressed up fly. Me, Madtown Boogie. Page A5. Madtown, the Madtown Boogie. Madtown. Lucky, let's go. Mifflin's whack. Someone got stabbed at a whiskey check. Madtown, the Madtown Boogie. Madtown, the Madtown Boogie. Yeah, yeah. They do the Madtown Boogie. Boogie, boogie all night long.